What's up, Will and Grace fans? We are back with Season 9, Episode 5. We've got some really awesome recurring characters. Beverly Leslie is back, and I am back with an awesome panel. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Will and Grace fans? We're so happy that you're here to join us and hear our recap of the awesome Will and Grace show. This episode was called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Crying. I thought that was a quick play on words. You guys, first initial thoughts of the episode?
Oh, God. So many good funny lines.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of funny lines. Yeah.
Awesome. I am your host, Timothy Michael. Thank you guys for joining us again. You can reach me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. Some unfortunate news. At Kiki Boom Boom, Nakia will not be joining us anymore, but we will miss her and she might make some guest appearances. But I am joined by some amazing co-hosts. Go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
Hey, everyone. Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823, and I'll pass it over to Sander.
Hey, guys. I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
You guys, I felt like this episode had really awesome, like, quip lines in it, which were hilarious. Sanders, what did you think of the episode overall?
I felt like it was okay. I wasn't really happy with some of it. Mm-hmm. Like, with the voiceover thought in Will's head, I was just like, eh. Then when the paper hitting Grace's face, I was like, eh.
Yeah.
And then a little bit with the back and forth with Jack and Theodore, I was just like, eh.
Yeah.
But that was... I don't think it was the best for me, but it was still funny with the one-liners.
Yeah. I felt the exact same way. I felt like there was a little tweaking that they could have done to make it more polished, because it did look a little unfinished.
Yeah.
And I hope that this was just a fluke. I hope, because they haven't been, it hasn't been this, I don't want to say bad, because it wasn't a bad episode. It was funny. I just felt like there was no, I think we're so on this high from the last episode, because the last episode was so good with the conversion camps and it hitting such a specific point, that now we're spoiled, and now when they do like these fluff episodes,
like a filler episode.
Yes.
And it kind of seems like it was very rushed, because the whole Harvey Weinstein thing happened, what, 2-3 weeks ago? It's not like even. You know something's up there.
Crystal, what did you think?
I felt the same way. Felt like they just completely rushed it, and there wasn't anything like clever about it. I mean, besides like the funny little one-liner things, but there wasn't any like, you know, meat and potatoes.
Yes, I agree. You know what? Let's just break down the episode from the beginning. So it's a big day for Will and for Grace. Will is going out for a senior partner, which is awesome, I thought, because it speaks to his back character story. He is a lawyer. And Grace is trying to land a big client to design 15 boutique hotels. What did you guys think of their prospective careers blossoming?
Well, I was surprised that they didn't blossom already, because they've been doing this. They've been living their lives behind the scenes for 10 years. Yeah. So it's like, really?
Yeah.
And like, I thought like Will would own his own firm and Grace would have like many offices around the world. But I guess they didn't want to do that route. But at least we can watch them build off of it.
Yeah. What did you think, Chris?
I thought that maybe they would have had their... I don't know. Because I think what I thought was that they were just picking up from the older episodes, and maybe that's why they're not as developed.
No, they've established that it is about 10 years later.
Oh, well.
Because he has a grandson.
I just think I'm totally on the same page with you, Sanders. I thought that, you know, after 10 years in the same career, Grace being a designer, Will being a lawyer, that not that Grace, that Will would own his own law firm, because, you know, to run your own law firm, that takes years. But I thought that Will would be more progressed in his career, and I thought that Grace would be more progressed in her career. So to see them pick up right where we left off in their careers rather than their lives was a little weird for me. Jack's famous door entrance was amazing tonight. I always love seeing him come in the door. What did you guys think of that?
I always look forward to doing that, because that's like the one thing that is always different about the episode. They make it specifically a different way to come in, and I liked it.
So Jack also has a little obstacle going on this episode. He apparently lent the money to his coworker Theodore to buy a scratch off, and apparently they won $2,000, so they are 1,000 euros now, you guys, according to Jack. What did we think of Jack's, I don't want to say naivete, but did we anticipate that it would turn out like the way that we that it did?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fighting over the money. Yes. Never mix money and friendship or money and coworkers or money and anything that's not you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I do have to point out Grace's quick change. Which was amazing because she looked, I thought she looked good in that blue dress. I didn't like the little things over here, but I did love the red dress that she changed into, and that was a quick change. I really, I don't know why I liked it so much. I just thought it was cool.
Gays love their quick changes.
We just love our quick changes, you guys. I don't know. Karen comes on the scene, and apparently she's at her golf country club, and she goes into her room, she finds the morphine drip, and then we have a character, a familiar character, familiar face,
Beverly Leslie,
Dixie Tinklage, if you will. All the names that they come up with for Beverly Leslie just kills me. Karen and him have some amazing scenes together. I didn't really appreciate that whole, like, I don't know, I just didn't appreciate the whole Benji thing. Benji, the old Benji's gone. It's a new character to play Benji, because he got too old, which to Beverly Leslie, I mean, that's pretty normal, but I don't know. I thought that this was a big filler episode for me. And I didn't appreciate how they introduced Beverly Leslie. I think they could have done him more justice just because he's such a fantastic character. What do you guys think?
I like that. He was in the episode, and just to hear his voice again and see his character, I think they could have pushed it a little bit further.
Yeah.
I wasn't personally offended by changing of Benji. Mm-hmm. I took it as like the whole Roseanne Becky thing. It's like, I took it as that, but it was a little bit more of like, no, he is a different person because he's younger. Mm-hmm. But I took it more as that to understand it. But I felt like their back and forth could have been a little bit more polished.
Tighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think, Crystal?
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? I think...
yeah, same thing.
So Grace is, like we said earlier, is working on landing this big client.
Yeah.
Eli, who we find out is Schmidt from New Girl, Max Greenfield.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for looking that up, Sanders.
Anytime.
And he is, yeah, and he's
I'll
very
Google him anytime.
He's very attractive. And apparently he's gay. He plays a gay character in the show. I didn't honestly think they were going to introduce another gay character besides Will and Jack. I didn't think that he was going to be gay. I thought he was going to be straight, and I thought that he was going to be Grace's love interest. Because you know how we talked about Grace's like love life last episode? Who, Eli?
Yeah, for Grace.
We were just talking about her and Tony last episode.
I know, but that would be like more of a fling.
I don't know. I don't know. I thought that
we have confirmed that Tony is straight and has a girlfriend.
Yes.
So that's nothing's going to happen.
I'm glad they gave that much of a backstory from him.
But back to Eli.
Yeah, I just thought that he was going to be introduced as maybe Grace's love interest.
Yeah. When I first saw him sitting there, I'm like, okay. Because I only saw the back of his head. So I'm like, okay, they're going to hook them up.
You're right.
But then when I saw the front of his face, I'm like, okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
He's more for me.
Funny.
But, I love that. Well, there's two things here. With Eli, I felt like that's a good character to have. And I wasn't really surprised that they introduced another gay person into the film. But they kind of did the storyline already of Grace pimping out Will for a job advance.
Yes.
So I'm like, really? You have to like dig in your old bag of like, are we the Kardashians again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I mean, I feel like they didn't want to have that whole thing flourish between Eli and Will and then Grace or Eli, because maybe Max Greenfield couldn't commit to more than a one episode arc. And that's really all I can come up with, because I would love to see him as a recurring character on the show. And if Grace is going to be working for him,
then he has to come back.
Right. But he might be one of those like Charlie and Charlie's Angels.
You only know his voice. Or maybe he will be like that guy from season one or two that Will was working for, that country guy, the older guy.
Oh,
I can't remember his name.
Stan.
I think it's... No, Stan's
Grace.
That's Karen's. Yeah.
The country guy that asked Grace to redesign
And he babysit the kids.
Yes.
He could play that role where he's working, where Grace is working for him and he shows up every other episode or something like that. But I wouldn't mind seeing his face.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't either. I mean, well, we know you wouldn't mind seeing his face, Sanders. Jack's storyline, him and his co-worker Theodore. So apparently Jack wants Theodore to give him half of the money because of his financial contribution to the scratch-off ticket. I didn't put that past Jack. How did you guys feel about that? If you brought somebody a scratch-off ticket, would you want half of the money if they won?
I think it would depend on the person. Like, if it was, like, my brother or something, hell yeah, I want that money. Right. But if it's somebody that's a friend, I would wait for them to, like, offer, you know? Mm. And if they didn't, then they didn't, you know? Right. But I feel a little butthurt. Of course, we're human. You know, I'd be like, oh.
I mean, it's money. We all get butthurt about money. Yeah, you know? We could all use money.
Yeah, we could all use it. But if they don't offer, you know, you can't. I mean, you can ask, but it's kind of tacky.
Oh, what do you think, Sarah?
Well, I'm tacky, so I would establish this in the beginning before I hand over my dollar. I was like, well, so if we do win, do I get half or nah?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Thank you. It's for the go-go boy.
I don't know. Right. I don't order the tip for that valet. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just a generous person, so if somebody had given me the money to buy scratch-off ticket and I won, I think I would share the money with them.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I would share the money if I won.
Yeah.
Yes.
But as of giving the money, I would establish way before what's going down here, because I don't need that surprise, because you'll be surprised right back.
Yeah, I guess it's a dollar, like, scratch-off. I guess he never expected him to win, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or win that much, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
I mean, it was a lot of money, but it wasn't that much.
I mean, when you somebody...
Well, look, it's a lot right now. Like, if you say $2,000, I'll feel gay rich, too.
Right. We could all get jean jackets with Karen Spade.
Yeah. I don't want one of those.
Yeah, I'm all about it, right?
And he is kind of, you know, not making a lot of money right now. He's working at that recreation center, so I get it.
That's true, yeah. And as a temp. Another little word that we used to we learned today, just like Platinum Star Gay, was conflama, which means conflict and drama put together. And then they referenced Shonda Rhimes, who I'm doing the Grey's Anatomy after show right after this, so I always appreciate when they introduce Shonda Rhimes's name in these episodes, and this is the second time they've done it. So apparently the writers over at Will and Grace have a boner for Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah.
I hope she makes an appearance.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be
awesome? Isn't it two different networks, though?
Yeah, she writes for ABC and they write for NBC.
You never
NBC.
Know. They might write her in as a character for like one episode or a scene or something. Maybe. You never know.
You never know. Mean, Shonda Rhimes is doing all kinds of things. So,
yes. I mean,
yeah, they can flip those contracts real quick.
Yeah. So Grace has a little bit of a dilemma because she goes back to Will and she has to lightly tell him that she's pretty much pimped him out to Eli.
Yes.
Have you guys ever done this with a friend? Where you, maybe not to this extent, where you like tried to hook them up or get them to put it out to get something, but have you ever done something along those lines?
Maybe not get them to put it out, but kind of like, oh, you know, like be nice as this person, you know, like I work with them, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're my coworker, or they're my boss, or you know, we're in the circle of something. You know what I mean? Like, I think we all have done that. Or maybe we're on a date, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, will you come with me to, you know, hang out with this person, and this other person's coming, and like, you know, that's not really your friend's type.
Yeah. Oh, but you just want to go because you just want her to go so that you can get in with the other guy. Yes. Yes. I know what you're saying.
We've all done it.
Have you ever done that?
Don't like
I just call that networking.
Oh, okay. So no, we but were like Sanders before.
No, I'm a ding dong, not a ho ho. Okay. maybe. But no, but I was pimped out by a friend once.
Oh.
But I never pimped anyone else out. But yeah, it was one of those things like, hey, can you like get to know this person? And so I can like hang out with his brother. And I'm like, why don't you just hang out with his brother? And it's like, just weird. But
did you do it?
Check the next episode of AfterBuzz TV. This is how I was in high school and I was dumb.
Okay, yeah. He says high school, you guys.
He did,
right,
by the way. Like, clarify.
I'm a lady.
One thing that I found interesting that they brought up was Grace kind of
implying?
Implying, thank you, Sanders, was that in the gay community, the gay culture, it's not that big of a deal for a gay man to have sex with somebody just to get something in return, or just have sex with somebody you barely know because it's not that big of a thing. Was that a little stereotypical?
No, because sometimes it's true.
It is, yes. But
how can you be offended by the truth?
I mean, stereotypes are sometimes true, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have a lot of gay friends, and I have to say that 99% of them are like that.
Yes.
I do have a friend who's not like that, and he's just so fact, I talked to him today.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Shout out to Kevin.
Shout out to Kevin. And he just loves being... he's got a man.
Yes, Sid, just calm down. But
he likes to be in relationships and, like, that's his thing.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, you know, there is... I mean, there... But yes, I think that a lot of the times it is, you know, known in the gay community that, like, the men love to just have fun. And why not? Who cares?
Yeah. Like, let's be honest. Like, guys are very sexually attractive, like, sexually active. And they're always aggressive. So put two aggressive guys together, what are you expecting?
No, of course.
And but two gay guys can be friends without having sex. Yes. Like, they can, that can happen.
Which is why I appreciated when Will was like, you know, that's not always the case with everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they gave a voice to both sides of the spectrum. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
so if you were single,
yes,
or did you ever hook up with a stranger more than once, and forgot their name?
Wouldn't be a stranger if it was more than once, guys.
Unless you just forgot.
I mean, well, that too. Yes, I feel like
she was
open and honest. Yes, I do feel like in some cases it is honest. It is the truth. But I do feel like there are a lot of gay men out there who don't necessarily like to have that image. And they look at it as other gay men who do it as tarnishing the gay reputation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they just make everybody else look bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is sad because sex is sex. It is a big deal, but it's not, I mean, we've been doing it since the dawn of time. You guys. I mean, it's sex. We are all adults here. And I just feel like in America, at least, I feel like sex is so like,
taboo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
No.
And you watch any shows in another country, they're like fully naked, and it's like
especially the male body form. Like with women, they are like they feel free to show every.
Yeah. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
But for men, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I just feel like in America, it's more taboo, as Crystal said.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that shows that are on NBC are slowly like picking away at it. Not saying that they're showing penises and vaginas all over NBC.
Not yet.
But what I am saying is that they need to change that because I feel like they need to give younger people a more positive, like, I don't know, positive mindset towards sex. Yeah, your body is your body, and if you want to use it, then you can use it.
Yeah, you can also show off the body, but still have an understanding of this is yours, and you need to protect it sometimes.
Yes.
So
and respect yours and respect, others.
Yeah, yes. But don't make it into a whole like, let's hide our body parts. It's like, we all know what's under there. And let's not stop.
You know what's funny is that I feel like, you know how when you like cage an animal, once that it's uncaged, it like goes crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if we, as a society, like slowly introduce sex or made it more of a normalized thing, then
there would be less of it.
Yes.
And like teen pregnancy.
Because once you tell someone not to do something, we want to do it.
Exactly.
If you have the opportunity to do it, it's like, not today.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, look at marijuana usage in California. Once they legalized it, there was a whole big thing about legalizing marijuana. And then once they did, the world didn't end, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
100%.
So I'm glad that we had that discussion. So Eli Wolf is a power gay, we've learned, which means they're hot and they're rich.
But does that mean he's a power bottom gay?
Oh, I don't know.
Because he looks more like a top.
I don't know. I feel like, let's talk about that, Sanders, since you brought it up. because I feel like we would all assume that Jack would be a bottom.
Yeah.
We would all, I would look at Will to be more of like a versatile. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read anything on Eli, I feel like those terms with the gay community, tops, bottoms, verse, I just feel if you love somebody, you should be willing to try everything.
Yeah.
I understand people have preferences.
I don't agree.
Yeah. That's like, yeah.
I understand people have preferences, but I feel like as just individuals in a relationship, in a sexual relationship, I feel like you should explore things together. And for somebody to come in and say, I only top, that's all I'm doing, or I only bottom, that's all I'm doing, is a disservice to you and to your partner.
Yeah, I would have to disagree like you would. But because it's like, and it's sad that we, like, well, with me, like, going on dates, like, in the past, it was like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, what do you do for work? Are you top or bottom? Because it's like, I'm not going to waste 3 dates and then we just be, like, both liking the same thing. It's like a waste of time. And it's not like, and I understand, like, if you're in a relationship, but at that point you're not in a relationship, so it's like it's hard to experiment and do things that you don't even like really know after a month.
I see your point.
So it's like you sadly, gay people, we can't just wear a wristband. I guess you can just look on Grindr and see what they put in their profile. But
but do you think it's sad when you can, like, when if you looked at somebody and said that person's a bottom, and then they might not be?
Well, for me, it makes my life easy. But but it is, yeah, it is weird because there are many, I guess, homosexuals who are very masculine who only like to bottom. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a very pigeonholed kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like we shouldn't, I don't know, conform to that. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Back to the episode. Yeah. Will and Grace, as we're talking about, this is not a sexual podcast. Beverly Leslie wants Karen to help him come out to his wife. Now, this is another issue that I had with this episode. So we obviously know that Beverly Leslie's wife died. I don't remember what episode. I don't remember what season, you guys. Help me out if you're watching. But him and Benji had a first dance at the funeral. They addressed it in the episode, but apparently she's alive now. She revived in the coffin. I just thought it was a cop out, you guys. Yeah. And I feel like based on your eye rolls, you feel the same way.
Yeah. It was stupid.
Yeah.
It was so stupid. Just like Grace's freaking scarf.
Which looked great on Jack, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was a cop-out for the writers. I feel like I said once again, they could have introduced Beverly in a better way. I feel like him coming back, and then Crystal's back, and then there's a new Benji. I just felt like it was all rushed.
Yeah.
Or just half-assed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like they didn't know what to do, and so they were like, let's do this, and this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there were many times when the wife wasn't mentioned, and Benji wasn't in there. It was just him being him.
Yeah.
And I think they should have had it as that, because they just gave us way too much.
Yeah. There's too many. It complicates things.
Yeah. In terms of Will, so apparently he does try to go on this date with Eli because, you know, we're assuming he's like Sanders and actually does it for a friend. and apparently he got the senior partner offer, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But apparently he's got like this light bulb that goes off and he doesn't want it. He's miserable in his career. I wasn't expecting it to take that turn. Were you guys?
I was.
No.
No?
No, I wasn't expecting that. Neither. I thought he was going to be like, when senior partner, I thought it was just going to be him and someone else. I didn't know it was going to be a table of like five people.
Well, usually with a law firm, there is a head of people. Like there are other senior partners.
Yeah, I didn't even like know that, but I didn't expect him not to like it. I thought he was going to be senior partner and get really busy and then not have time for Grace and that'll be a thing in the episode. Oh. But I never thought it would be like, I hate my job.
That's a good storyline. Crystal, why did you think it was predictable?
I think because, you know, you get to a big place, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes we think we want something and then it's just like it's usually about the journey, right? Yeah. So you're like, you know, working all the way up towards this place and then, you know, it peaks and then you're like, oh, I didn't really like it. And I know personally because I was a biology major and my first major was medicine. So, you know, that's kind of how I felt on my journey. I loved it, but I was like, I don't think I really want to do this, you know, once I was really in it.
Yeah.
So I think it's normal to feel that way, you know, sometimes when you're, you know, putting so much work into something. I guess when you get to that peak in your life, you don't realize you dislike it until it's, like, come to a head.
Yeah. But at the same time, Crystal, you're really young.
Yes.
Will, we've established, this is 10 years in the making.
Isn't he, like, in his 50s now?
40s.
40s?
I think he's in his middle to late 40s.
Yeah.
Midlife crisis, maybe?
Maybe it's a... That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. But I just feel like for them to take such a drastic turn in his career, for him to not like it... He's been a lawyer since, like, literally episode one, season one, you guys. So it's like, I just... Once again, thought it was kind of a cop-out for the writers to see that this was what changed. Like, there was no... They could have introduced, like, a traumatic event or, I don't know, something... I don't know, something better for this light bulb to go off rather than him being offered senior partner and then him realizing that he doesn't want it.
Yeah. Maybe it was just, like... I took it as when he was sitting there thinking in his head, he's like looking at all these people. He's like, all these people are old and boring. Not like, well, this job sucks. It's just the people who...
And lifeless.
Yeah, and lifeless. I thought it was just more of the people and the community that he was in and less about the work that he has to do.
That's
how I took it.
That's a good point. Do we think that Will would have been better off maybe at like a non-for-profit maybe organization?
Non-profit,
yeah. That would be like helping people rather than a
corporate
setting.
He did that, though.
He did do that. And didn't he like it?
I don't think he's doing it anymore, so
no,
probably not.
He wants the money. He wants that, like...
He doesn't like that wobbly table.
Yes, he wants something...
He likes the good life.
Yeah, which is funny because, I mean, we'll talk about it. So back to Jack and Theodore. I love that they introduced Tasha back because she was a favorite last episode. Cute. Especially the relationship with her and Karen. But they more expanded it with Jack this time. And I'm glad that they are keeping the backstories together. Jack is still working at this rec center. I guess as a pianist. He was only there for a rehearsal thing, schedule or mm-hmm. rehearsal, whatever. But Tasha was back and her dad's car died. So this is where they figure out how to put the $2,000 to good use.
Yeah.
And Jack obviously takes the credit. Were we surprised?
No.
Obviously. I was surprised at how much I liked that jean jacket.
Yeah, I liked it too. I want one. Like if they put it on merch and like, we're going to donate 50% to the LGBT centers, like I'll buy one.
There you go. That's right? A good idea.
I think that we should get all those jackets made. Apparently they're very expensive though, because Jack doesn't have a credit card. Now you can't pay it off. did you guys anticipate how that ended?
No.
What did you think was going to happen with the money at the end?
I thought that maybe, I don't know.
I thought that Theodore was just going to, like, split it with him. I felt like after they had that, I'm not racist, well, I'm not homophobic kind of dialogue, and then they were trying to be, like, PC about everything, which is what everybody tries to do nowadays, I just feel like they were going to come to a resolution and just be like, you know what, let's just split it. We both have had struggles, obviously, in life. Let's just split the money. But that's not what happened, and I'm glad they brought Tasha back.
Yeah, I'm glad they brought her back. They could have did... I don't know. I just don't
agree
with...
It was
with...
just a boring scene. Like,
I know. I'm trying to find the life in it, you guys. I really am. But I agree with you, though, Krista. Yeah. I felt like, once again, this episode was a filler episode. So we're really, like, grasping at straws here, trying to find something to not say about it, because we have a lot to say about it, but something meaningful behind these scenes.
Yeah, that's true.
And once again, I just feel like I have to harp on what I said earlier about coming off of last episode with these gay conversion camps and this huge message that they just, like, put out there, and then all of a sudden there's a filler episode.
Yeah, so that's the thing. The gay conversion camp was heartfelt. The, I'm going to give you money so your daddy can have a job and drive people around.
Yeah.
Kind of like a filler. It's like, really?
Like,
it's
almost,
good, but it doesn't tug at my heartstrings.
Maybe, like, it's, like, showing, like, Jack learning things, right? Like, Scrooge. Like, he was Scrooge before, maybe, in a way. Mm. Like, in his thinking, and now he's, like, in a weird way.
I feel like Theodore was more of the Scrooge in this episode. Yeah. The coworker
he was
holding
more back.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of the chemistry between Theodore and Jack? Do you feel like there's something there? It's just, yeah.
I thought that relationship was strained. I liked the, Theodore, Simon, who's the other one?
Theodore, Simon, and Alvin.
Alvin. Was Alvin the other guy that was in the last episode with the rec center?
Alvin. I can't remember.
When he was, like, talking to the other black guy and they
I think it was just, he was probably Alvin.
Are they brothers? Yeah. Is that what they're getting at? Because I missed that. Because if Theodore is brothers with Alvin and they both work at the rec center, which is what Jack said, then I think that's brilliant. But I feel like they should have just kept with Alvin because I liked Alvin and Jack's chemistry.
Yeah, I like their chemistry a little bit more. Yeah, so
I just thought it was strained. Back to Karen and Beverly. Their relationship, like I said, they had a lot of quick little back and forths. But apparently Beverly doesn't remember Karen... are asking Karen to help come out to his wife, Crystal. I thought, once again, this was like beating a dead horse. I'm like, you guys, we can't really... I mean, I guess it's a funny ongoing joke, but at the same time, I'm like, guys, we know. Like, she was supposed to be dead. He's supposed to be living his best life as a gay man, but now we're back to square one.
Yeah.
I just felt like now we're back to square one again because now he doesn't want to come out anymore. I felt like, yes, he was under the influence of morphine, but at the same time, I thought there was some truth behind that. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think about this?
I think it would have held up great of him coming in like, I'm gay, if the wife wasn't in it and Benji wasn't in it. It would have just been, I'm gay, and then ha 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 ha.
Right.
He forgets, and then, like, he forgets he tells Karen, and, like, he has to, like, hide a guy in a bathroom or something. Like, I think that would be funnier than how it was just too much.
I wasn't really thinking about the actual situation. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, okay, what are they planning to do with this information?
Right. That's a good
point. Right? Like, even with all the other stuff, it's like, what are they planning to do with all this information?
Yeah.
You know, with Will leaving and he's going to go and help Grace. Like, what's happening? Like, they're obviously building the foundation for something.
That brings me to another.
It better be good.
Right. Do we think it would have been easier or more believable if maybe, and I think this was a missed opportunity on the writer's part as well, or the show's part, is not having a character or an actress actually be on screen to play Beverly Leslie's wife. I would have loved to have seen maybe, I don't know, Betty White come out because something. She's supposed to be so old. Or, yeah. You know, Cloris Leachman or somebody. I don't even, is she still alive? I think she's still alive. But somebody really old to come out and play his wife, because I feel like it was a missed opportunity. I feel like they could have like introduced another really awesome comedic character to play his wife.
And she could have dressed like she was like from Dynasty or something.
Yes, or something.
Really, or she could have just looked really, really young and hot for 90. Yeah. And it's like, wait, you don't want to sleep with that?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Or that's a good, that's a good point, too. Yes. Maybe she's had as much work as Karen. Yeah. But not in the United States.
Exactly.
I just, I felt like that was a missed opportunity, and I'm hoping, like you said, Crystal, they're building towards something, so maybe she will make an appearance.
That's what I just
they're
keep
doing
thinking.
The Stan thing. Yeah, they're doing the Stan thing where we never seen Stan. We saw his arm for like 1 second when he touched her boob in, on an island. It's like we did it with Stan already. Like
that's true.
Like
I didn't even think about that, but that's a good. That's actually a good point. Yeah. But I don't mind it with Stan though. I kind of not seeing Stan.
Yeah, I like
that.
Yeah, because it's been consistent though too.
Right.
You know.
But with Beverly Leslie, it's like, oh, she was dead. Oh, but now she's alive. Well, I'm like, if she's alive, then I need somebody to play her. Yeah. I don't need some tapping on the floor to seem like, because she can't talk. I don't know. I just thought it was weird. I just thought it was weird.
It was very weird.
Grace goes back to chases after Eli because she doesn't realize that she got the job. Mm-hmm. And then on this helicopter pad, she finds out that she did get the job. Which I was really excited about. She goes back to Will and tells him, and then they come to this, like, oh my God moment where Will wants to quit his job and Grace offers to have him become business partners with her. I thought this was a way, like, 180 degree turn. I did not expect them to ever be business partners. I thought that Will had his career, Grace had her career. I felt like they already share too much. They don't need to be business partners. What are you guys, were you guys shocked? What were your initial thoughts? What are you excited about?
Heated that they are going to end up working together. Do not mix them together working. It's not going to work out. Or you can probably get an episode out of it, like next episode or something, but I don't want to see them working together. I want to have his thing in his office and her thing in her office. That's all I want to see. Maybe if he came in as, maybe he was an unemployed and then covered for Tony for a week, then that would be funny. But I don't want to see them working together like that. And I felt like, why quit your job just because you hate the position? How about you go and find another lawyer job with your experience? How about you work for as a senior senior lawyer or whatever it's called at somewhere that's like a little bit younger and more hip?
Or like, if he doesn't want to be a lawyer anymore, maybe just find a different, I don't know, like, career. I don't know, career path, right? Instead of, I don't know, riding on Grace's coattails?
Yeah.
I think it could actually be a little fun. I feel like it could be something like I Love Lucy, like where Ethel and Lucy are sort of like, you know what I mean? Like goofy and like they just don't, like you said, they won't mesh, but it'll be funny, right? It'll be more of like making fun.
No, I completely agree with you. I think it'll be brilliant. I think they're going to have an awesome time together.
There'll be a lot of fighting, maybe, nitpicking.
Oh, of course.
It's just going to be like family or something.
But it's not believable. True. Grace, I mean, Will doesn't have any background in design ever. He's never actually expressed
maybe
any interest
what will
in
be
design.
Funny.
But they did that before. They did that when Grace was going to design for Will's client. And he was like, oh, you sure you're going to do that? You sure you're going to do that? And got involved with her designing. And that went left.
Yes, it did.
So they already did that. They played that card. Let's play another card.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I mean, Crystal's excited about it. Me and Sanders are a little bit skeptical. Yeah. Let us know how you guys feel. So apparently Will and Grace are going to become business partners. Let's see how that goes. You guys, your favorite line of the episode.
Line is, what's gay, beautiful, rich, but for doing nothing? Me!
Jack's famous entrance. You can't quit them. Crystal, what was your favorite line of the episode?
Mine was, ridden by more bears than a bike at a Russian circus.
That was actually really good. Mine is really also funny. From Karen. She says, you like ding-dongs more than hello.
Yes.
Karen and Jack had really great one-liners, which is amazing, and that's why they are such successful characters on the show. That is our recap of Will and Grace's Season 9, Episode 5, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you liked us, give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to AfterBuzz. Subscribe to this channel. Join us next week on Thursday at 7:15. Let us know where they can find you guys.
You guys can find me at Crystal823 on all social media. And my name is Crystal McLaughlin.
And I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
And you guys, no matter if you like ding-dongs or you like ho-hos, join us next week. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye, guys!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
I felt like I picked it up.